This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade: December corn, $3.59, down 7¾. March, $3.68, down 8. May, $3.74½, down 8. November soybeans, $8.64½, down 9. January, $8.55½, down 10¾. March, $8.55½, down 11¾. December wheat, $4.90¾, down 11. March, $4.95½, down 10. May, $5, down 9¾. December oats, $2.26½, up 2½. March, $2.23¾, down 1. December soybean meal, $2.92.20, down 2.80. January, $2.92.10, down 2.40. March, $2.90.80, down 2.40. December soybean oil, $27.27, down 50. January, $27.57, down 48. March, $27.80, down 48. Time now for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Tuesday afternoon. The USDA's production and supply demand report increased yields for corn and soybeans. Demand numbers for corn were lowered, and demand numbers for soybeans ended higher, and both ending stocks for corn and soybeans increased, and the result, lower grain prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 11 cents lower at 330 to 344. Soybean bids down 10 to 11 cents at 8 and a quarter to 850. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 8 lower at 341 to 367. Soybean bids down 10 to 11 cents at 837 to 861. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 7 to 8 cents at 349 to 371. Soybean bids fell 11 cents to 840 to 864. And wheat bids 11 cents lower on Tuesday at 389 up to 436. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 11 cents lower at 868 to 876. Basis steady range from 12 to 20 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $288.20 to $307.20 per ton. That was down $2.80 per ton, with basis steady on Tuesday ranging from 4 under to 15 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids dropped 8 cents down to $3.59 to $3.83, with basis steady ranging from option to 24 over December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 cents lower at 360 to 369, with basis 1 cent higher at 1 to 10 over December. Soybeans ended down 8 to 10 cents at 867 to 873, with basis up 1 to 3 cents at 11 to 17 over the January. And new crop wheat prices were 11 cents lower at 427 to 458, with basis steady ranging from 75 under to 44 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 cents lower at 375 to 376. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 8 to 10 cents with quotations at 889 to 890. Soft wheat down 11 at 415 to 416. And Milo ended the day 8 to 11 lower at 365 to 366. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January corn range from 339 up to 350. January soybean bids range from 8¼ to 840. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 342 up to 371. January soybean bids were at 835 to 856. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, January corn bids ranged from 354 to 379. January soybean bids were at 844 to 864. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 451 up to 482. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange: December live cattle, $129.30, down $2.62. February, $131.42, down $2.72. April, $131.37, down $2.25. November feeder cattle, 172.85 down 427. January, 163.90 down 362. March, 161.82 down 275. December lean hogs, 53.92 up 20. February, 55.37 down 110. April, 61.45 down 95. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 10th Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 92 cents lower in the range of $47 to $52.50 with a weighted average carcass price of $51.21. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 to $3 lower with light demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 25 to 30, 4 to 5 weights, 29 to 34, 5 to 6 weights, 32 to 36, 6 weights and up, 35 to 38. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were draining $2 lower on weak demand for moderate to heavy offerings, ranging from $30 to $34. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 9,991 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 126 and on a dress basis 197 to 200. Heifers on a live basis were no reportable trade, but on a dress basis, 200. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 527 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $75.51, and that was 91 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $216.57, that was 12 cents higher, and select carcasses at $206.94, that was 25 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000, that compared to 111,000 last week and 106,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 437,000. That compared to 435,000 last week and 386,000 a year ago. Now for the recap from the Arthur Sale Barn, their hay auction. They had receipts of 2,183 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, $5 to $7.50 a bale. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares, $5.50 to $6 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, $3 to $4.75 a bale. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $2.75 to $4.25. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, $4.25 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
American agriculture is doing its part to honor those who have served our country. The Farmer Veteran Coalition's program, Homegrown by Heroes, is the official Farmer Veteran branding program for America. The Homegrown by Heroes logo serves to inform consumers that products donning the logo were produced by military veterans. The Illinois Department of Agriculture and Illinois Farm Bureau have partnered with the Farmer Veteran Coalition to bring this initiative to our state. Manager of Business Development and Compliance for Illinois Farm Bureau, Cynthia Haskins, has more.
The Farmer Veteran Program is a statewide collaborative of which Homegrown by Heroes is a part of. And Homegrown by Heroes is a national branding program that was actually created by the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. And the organization reached out to Farmer Veteran Coalition, which is a national organization, and they are currently serving as the umbrella for this initiative. Illinois just fell in love with the Homegrown by Heroes label, and we now have the Homegrown by Heroes Illinois products label. So not only are the products nationally recognized, but we also have the capability of having products in Illinois being recognized at retailers and food service organizations. Now, this is a new program, so we're not going to see a lot of products out there immediately. It's going to take a while for us to help build the program, and the program for Illinois is actually being managed by the Illinois Department of Ag. The Illinois Farm Bureau got involved because we just fell in love with the program, as well as a lot of other states did. And so we wanted to make sure that this program was part of an all-inclusive effort. So we brought together over 40 organizations to roll up their sleeves and help create a mentorship program, identify land access, resources, how can we outreach to the veterans to let them know about the program. We will have a booth at our local and regional food summit this Thursday, November the 12th, to help sign up veterans for this program. And they do need to sign up. The program's free. They just need to go online at the Illinois Department of Ag website and either download an online application or one can be mailed to them.
So is this program mainly if there is a veteran who is now farming, this is something that they would be eligible for?
Absolutely. If they are a veteran who is currently farming or those who would like to be part of the program and they want to farm, because we do want to create mentorship programs to link up a veteran who is desiring to be a farmer and has not farmed before or interested in farming something different, to link them up with a farmer who has experience. And hopefully that farmer will also be a veteran so they could have a good networking connection. So anyone can call either the Illinois Farm Bureau or the Illinois Department of Agriculture, and we can assist anyone who would like to sign up for the program.
Once again, that was Manager of Business Development and Compliance for Illinois Farm Bureau, Cynthia Haskins, about the Homegrown by Heroes Illinois Products logo. And speaking of the Farmer Veteran Coalition, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced yesterday a partnership with the Farmer Veteran Coalition to conduct agricultural credit training sessions in the Midwest for military veterans and beginning farmers and ranchers. States under consideration to host the workshop include Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, and Nebraska. Other partners include the Nyman Ranch, which is a community network of more than 700 independent family farmers and ranchers, and also the Farm Credit Council and the Farm Credit System, which provides loans, leases, and financial services to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across the United States. The workshops will also include assistance with credit applications and introductions to local or regional food markets. And last but not least, the Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction will begin on Saturday, December 5th at 11 a.m. The auctions will be held every Saturday through mid-April, and if you have questions or would like more information, you can contact Mike Hamilton at 618-410-4293. And again, the first hay auction of the year will be held on Saturday, December 5th at 11 a.m. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.